Chat with Mrs. Burns, third grade.
I'm Sarah Jane.
I'm Emmy.
I'm Nolan.
I'm Will.
I'm Harrison.
I'm Caitlin.
I'm Tully.
And I'm Camille. Today we are joined by Betsy Ziegler, who is the first female CEO of 1871. 1871 is one of the best tech incubators in the world, located here in Chicago. Thank you for being on the chat.
Thank you, guys. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
What is a tech incubator, and why is 1871 the best?
Well, that is a terrific question. A tech incubator is a place where people come who want to build a company, and they're joined by lots of other people that want to also build companies, so they have a bunch of friends in the space that are all trying to do the same thing. And then there are a bunch of other people around to help them. So teachers, mentors, folks like that, that give them workshops and classes to help them build their business. And 1871 is the best because it's in the city of Chicago, so that's important, right? But we are the place that people in Chicago who want to build businesses, we're the place that they come. So we have lots of really great folks here, and we're a very large space that has lots of things going on every year. We have about 1,000 different events every single year for the people that work out of our space.
What kind of people come to 1871, and how do you help them?
So the people that come to 1871, for the most part, they're people that have a really good idea, and they want to see if it can turn into a business. And we help them by giving them lots of education and lots of classes and lots of support and help them answer their questions.
What makes a business successful?
Oh, that is a good question. It depends a little bit about the business, but really at the end of the day, the thing that makes a business successful is if somebody else wants to buy the product or the service so that they have a customer. So it's okay to have a great idea, but unless you have somebody that's willing to pay for that, it's not really a business.
How will technology affect business in the future?
Well, that's a good question for you guys, because you've grown up with technology differently than me. I'm a lot older than you, but technology is kind of everywhere, and I think pretty soon we'll start calling, businesses won't be called tech businesses, they'll just be businesses, and every business will be supported by technology.
What do kids need to learn in school now to start a business when they grow up?
When they grow up?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think a big part of building a business is learning how to talk about your ideas and learning how to get feedback from other people and learning how to build relationships with other people, because most businesses is about having a team. And so I think a lot about what you learn in school about communication and teamwork and collaboration is probably the most important stuff about building a business.
So what you just said is a lot like us in this class, in our classroom. We work as a team a lot, and we kind of have like a little business starting because we make music videos. We make this podcast, and we made an app for people. And that what you just said is a lot about, and it's a lot like what we do.
That's really cool. I mean, you guys are very impressive. These questions, I got them yesterday, and they're very, very good. So you guys are on the right track for sure.
Do you think that kids will ever help teach adults how to use technology and get better at stuff?
For sure. I have my son who's younger than you guys, because you're 8 and 9, right? Is that about right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so my son is 5, and so he's younger than you, but he already knows how to do things on my iPad and my phone that that I'm learning from him all the time. That you guys just have a different way of thinking about the world, and you see things differently, and you're more creative than me for sure, and so there's a lot that I can learn from you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it is important for kids to code in school?
I do. Do you guys know how to code?
Yeah.
So I don't know how to code. I'm sorry?
We have, like, a STEM.
Oh, you have STEM. Yeah, I think that's great. You know, when I was in third grade, we didn't even have a computer, I don't think, yet. We might have just been getting a computer in the classroom. But I think it's super important, and I think what you're learning now and what you'll learn in fourth grade and fifth grade and all the way through high school is going to be really important for when you get bigger and either go to college or get a job.
If your business fails, what can you learn from that?
So I think you can learn a lot of things. I think it's possible that businesses will fail. I think the most important thing to learn about that is that your life will move forward, right? It's not the end of the world. This is an opportunity for you to learn and try new things. And so I think the important part about it is sort of the resilience you'll have about kind of getting back up and trying again.
What type of businesses are needed?
Yeah, I think this is kind of a hard question. I think that there are we have a lot of opportunities to help more people certainly in the city of Chicago, don't we? And that we can come up with lots of cool ideas and businesses to help people be successful, right? Help kids from all over the city be successful and help older people get help that they might need, right? There's lots of things that as you guys are kind of living your life and you're about to go on summer break, right? You'll see things happening in your neighborhood or in your community, and you'll identify problems that, you know, you might come up with an idea to solve those. And I think those are the kinds of things that I would encourage you to spend time on.
What kind of problems do you solve in 1871 to help people?
What kind of problems do we solve to help people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so we have a couple of really cool businesses here. We've got one called Leap Education, which is focused on kindergarten through 12th grade, so kids like you, and it's helping teachers think about how to help their kids, learn more and better. And so that's a really cool one. We've got a company that I'm working with right now that is focused on kids that are in foster care and helping make sure that they have an adult mentor that sticks with them for a couple of years to help them get through high school. So those are two examples of groups that we've got that are helping, that are solving, I think, really important people problems.
We have an app called Moon Monsters Yoga Workshop, and it helps you manage, like, anger problems. It'll give you two yoga poses, and you can do those, and they'll make you feel better.
Yeah, we have different things. We have angry, we have sad, we have happy, we have overexcited.
Frustrated.
We have sad.
Stressed.
Yeah. And stressed.
And the poses help you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Are they different poses depending on which problem you have?
Yes.
Yeah.
And what's the name of your app?
Moon Monsters Yoga Workshop.
Cool. Well, I will download that when we get off this phone call, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
What are some tips you would give to people who want to start a business?
What are some tips?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the first tip I have is that you should tell people about what your idea is. You know, sometimes people are afraid to tell others their idea because they're afraid that somebody might take their idea or they might not like their idea. But I think it's really important that you, if you have an idea, that you share it with lots of people and because they can help you make that idea better. So that would be the most important thing I would say. And then the second thing I would say is that you ask for some help. So you ask your teachers or your parents or, you know, a babysitter or an older brother, ask them for their help too.
If you have an idea for a business, is that enough to start a business?
Well, it's the beginning part, right? It's a lot of people have a lot of ideas, but not as many people are willing to do the hard work of turning that idea into a business. And so an idea is not enough, but certainly you have to have it at the beginning of the process.
What are, like, the hard work? Like, what are the steps of making the business?
So the most important part of the hard work is finding a customer, right? Finding someone who where you're solving a pain point for them, right? That could be, you might come up with a product, like, you know, a new kind of food or a new kind of sports equipment or a new kind of video game, or you might come up with a service, something that helps make their lives easier. And the hardest part is finding a person that's willing to pay for that. And if you find someone that's willing to pay for it, then the next hardest part is finding a lot of people that are willing to pay for it.
How do you keep a business consistent?
How do you keep a business what?
Consistent.
Consistent. So I think that, you know, you guys get grades in school, right, where you take kind of tests along the way or quizzes and your teacher tells you how you're doing, right?
Sometimes.
So in businesses, people have, and in my business at 1871, we have metrics. We have things that we measure to see how we're doing every month about against what we think is important. And so I think the way to keep things consistent is to know, is to measure things. So let's pretend like you're, you know, one of the businesses that you're excited about is a restaurant. And, you know, what matters to you is how does the food taste and how is the service, right? How are you treated when you go and you order food? So that business would have metrics that they would track on what customers say about how the food tastes and how the service staff treats the customers. And if they see a change in that, then they know they have to go and help those help the people do their job better.
How do you know your customer wants something new?
That's a really, really good and smart question. You know, I think it's really hard. And I think sometimes, you know, I think what happens a lot of times is customers of great big companies, you know, get treated the same over and over again. And the reason why these new companies have grown so fast is because they've figured out something that the big old companies haven't, right? They figure out something that a customer wants that the old companies didn't pay attention to. So it's really hard, but my advice to you is to know your customer really, really well and understand, you know, why are they, there's some language that's called what is the job that your customer is buying from you, which is sort of funny language, but it's why is your customer, what are they trying to get out of their relationship with you, and really understanding how that changes over time so that you can adjust and make sure that you're meeting their needs.
What if you don't have enough money to start a business, but you have a good idea? What do you do?
So a lot of people, most people don't have enough money to start a business. So lots of people work through that problem. I think the most important thing is that you have your idea and you put a plan around it, and then you start to have conversations with potential customers to see if you're really onto something, and then you can talk to people about getting some money. So there's small business loans you can get from banks. That's probably the first place that I would start. And then, you know, otherwise there are other ways that you can raise money. You can raise money from if you have access to kind of wealthy friends and family, or there's other people in the world called venture capitalists. I don't know if you guys have studied that before, but they are people who invest money in young companies. But the first place, you know, the first thing is to make sure that you are on to something where a customer wants to pay for it. You know, and the best answer, frankly, is that if you don't have to raise any money at all because you've got customers who are paying you and can cover all of your costs.
What exactly is a startup?
So a startup is, you know, if you look at the definition of a startup, it means to sort of move forward to actually start engaging in something new. A startup company is a new business that's built to solve a solve a problem, to solve a pain point.
Thank you, Betsy Ziegler, for being on this podcast.
You're welcome. It was such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Make sure to tune in for next time. And don't forget to Mrs. Burns Third Grade. And don't forget, we only have one more podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to Apple Podcast and iTunes. Thank you.
Bye.
How would you start a business?